Hello, mister. What are you doing here? I haven't seen another person in these woods in a very long while. Oh, I'm up here in the tree. See? Just exploring, huh? Yeah, the nature here truly is something else. It totally feels like an enchanted forest, doesn't it? This grove we're in is my favorite place. It's just so calm and peaceful. All sounds from the forest just seem to disappear when you get past that tree line. The bird songs, the sound from the river. Everything just dims and it's kind of quiet. I think that this is the kind of place forest nymphs from our fairy tales would live. That's why I stay here. Yep, I live here. Mm-hmm. All by myself. I don't mind visitors, though. Please come over. Or hang on, I'll drop down to you. There we go. Hello. What's wrong? Oh, you probably didn't expect me to be naked. I don't really have any reason to wear clothes out here. That's all. No, don't go. Don't you want me to show you around? I shouldn't trust strangers. I guess you're right, but I doubt I have anything to fear from you. Oh, don't worry. I'm a big girl. I can take care of myself. Now come over here. Oh, please. I get so lonely here. Look, just look into my eyes and tell me you don't want to stick around for a while. My eyes are beautiful, aren't they? Bright and clear, with a gaze that seems to captivate your emotions. Can you feel it? So, do you really want to leave? I think you should stay. Good. Is something the matter? You seem to be completely enthralled by me. My eyes are shifting colors. That's weird. What kind of colors? Blue? Red? Green? The entire spectrum, How very peculiar. You're probably just imagining things. You must be exhausted from walking the whole day. I think you should lie down. The grass is really soft here, and the breeze is clear and refreshing. Leave your backpack and lie down. I will sit beside you. I'm sure you will feel better soon if you just relax for a while. Good. Now, just focus on me and let your worries slip away. Look into my eyes and let them ease your mind. Take deep breaths. My eyes are making you feel weak. Well, that's a nice compliment. It's good that you let yourself relax. You're happy to be here with me, aren't you? I know there's no place you would rather be right now. And I'm happy that you feel that way. Tell me, what color are my eyes? Shimmering gold. Perfect. It's perfect because gold is a nice color. Don't you think so? And that's what I thought. Now then, what about the rest of me? Does my body excite you, mister? My milky skin almost glowing in the sunlight. My long, silky red hair gently falling down as a drapery around my tits. Why don't you brush it aside so you can get a clear view of me? Just relax. That's it. Good boy. Do you like my soft, perky tits? I know you want to touch me. You want to feel how my breasts would fit in your hands. You want my golden eyes to watch you as you fondle me. What if I said that you could? How would you do it? Bite my nipples? Gently caress them? Squeeze and suck on them to taste me? I'd let you touch me any way you wanted. But not now. You don't have to be in a rush. After all, we have all the time in the world. If you can satisfy me, that is. Don't worry about it. I'm sure you will. Because that's what you want, isn't it? You want to give me pleasure. Good boy. I see how eager you are. But you have to be patient if this is going to work. Can you be patient for me? I'm glad. I am showing restraint too, you know. And the way you look at me is very arousing. But I have to do a full evaluation before we continue. I can do this much, however. How was that, mister? You want more? That will have to do for now. Because there's another part of you I crave. See, I haven't been with a man in a very long time. Not since the last person to come here grew unable to satisfy me and I had to. No matter, I'm sure you are more than capable to give me what I need. I have a feeling you may be just what I wished for. And I hope you are, for both of our sakes. Lay still and I'll take care of you. Let's start with getting rid of these clothes. You won't be needing them anymore. Ever again. Take off your shirt for me. Look at that. I like what I see. What a handsome man you are. Let me feel you. You have a very firm chest. But there's a more important part I need to see. Oh my. Your cock looks very inviting. Thick, long, and very hard for me. It fits so well in my hand. It smells nice too. A scent that can only be described as manly, with a hint of musk. Let's see if your taste can live up to my expectations. You fit just right in my mouth. Oh, yes, it definitely lives up to my expectations and rises up too. Your pre-cum is only making your taste even stronger. Based on your moaning and grunting, I guess you enjoy it too. What? You're close already? Well, that's no good. Oh well, can't be helped now. Go ahead. Come, shoot it all out and don't save a drop. Look into my eyes when you do and watch me swallow it. Your cock truly is delicious, and your cum even more so. We will have to work on your stamina, however. This performance simply won't do. No, don't worry about that, no. I will train you. It seems we have some stragglers trying to escape from your cock. Mister, would you like a taste? You do, don't you? Good. Only because you've tried so hard for me, I will make it easier for you. I will lick it up and share it with you. So, mister, how did you like your cum? It was good, wasn't it? I'm glad you think so, because you will get to taste it again very soon. And after all this, you've made me very horny, mister. Can you see it? How my pussy juices have leaked down onto my thighs? I think it's only fair you take care of me now. No, not with your mouth. I want you to take me. I want you to put your cock inside my pussy and show me you're worthy of belonging to me. Because that's what you want, right? To be mine? Of course you do. You're ready to go again, aren't you? Shh. Look at me. My eyes are burning for you. And my cunt is dripping in anticipation. You want to satisfy me and give me what I need. See? Your cock is getting hard again. Perhaps you will last a little bit longer this time, You wouldn't want to disappoint me. It would be such a shame. So get on top of me and show me what you're worth. Now put your raging cock inside me. Watch my eyes and see they're lost. It's been so long since you've had a cock inside me. You're stretching me. Keep going. Fuck me as hard as you want. I can take it. I might be tiny, but I'm a lot stronger than I appear. Fuck. Like that. Pull my leg up. How does it feel? I can see it in your eyes. You've never felt like this. Come on. Just sink deeper into mine. Sink deeper into me. Does it feel good to have my cunt wrapped around your cock like that? Oh, yeah? Then fucking show me. Moan for me. Grab my tits. Fuck. Suck on them. Fuck. You're biting my nipples and I love it. Harder. You wanna become mine, right? You wanna become mine? Then ravage me like your life dependent on it. Getting close. Are you? Yes. Let's come together. Shoot your fucking load inside me and I'll come on your cock as you do. Look into my eyes and all share in the ecstasy with me. Give me the best fucking orgasm you've ever had, and I promise you, I will give you the same. Fuck yes. Watch my eyes burn for you. As you pump your cum inside me. Mm-hmm. was right. You. Exactly what I needed. Your cock and your lust is something I've never seen before. No. Oh. Clean my pussy with your tongue, but don't swallow. Lap it all up and give it to me. Good boy. You lap it up so eagerly. Perhaps you really do like your own taste. But don't keep it all to yourself. We share our pleasures here. Give it to me. Thank you. Can you see the intensity of the golden fire burning inside my eyes? Tell me, will you stay here with me? I think you should. Forever.